Today is Friday, the 29th of November, 2019. And I'm just running a bath, just at the end of it. So I'm going to turn it off and I'm going to get into it because I've had a wonderful day. I'm in Brixton. I have had a whale of a day, shopping for food, paying bills, well obviously that goes without saying, stuff, and a day off from my angels at the hostel. And packed into today was of course been the Ritzy Bar. I've shown my face in there today, and also I've been down to the Brixton community base where I flew my drone. Interesting. So where do I start? Well, I had a lovely line this morning. It was alright. Got up, did some domestic admin and stuff. That was alright. In preparation, I've got one day off this week, of course, so I had to use it wisely. Stuff. So, did some domestic admin and potted about a bit, had breakfast, went and picked up my mental health medication because I have to look after my mental wealth. It's imperative, as well as having work-life balance. I'm not going to have work-life balance and sort of like quality of life if I'm not looking after my mental wealth. So of course I had ordered the medication. I haven't run out actually, but it's just to stock up on it. So I had ordered it last month in October, the end of last month, when I had a full review, medical review, with a GP. Well, actually, many of them there at my practice have known me for, at least 20 years. Yeah, it's going some and stuff. Well, anyway, one such doctor, one of the many doctors there that has been at that practice for that time and more, longer, did my review and stuff. And a thorough checkup was had, and you know, of course, you know what's said between patient and doctor. Their doctor is quite confidential, but I don't mind sharing that. You know, discussion of my work-life balance, my hobbies, my consumption, my food, whether it's drinking or anything like that under substances, sort of like a social life, family associations, all of those things were sort of like touched upon and explored because it was a thorough examination and stuff. And of course, you know, the doctor noticed my Apple Watch. I said, well, you know, of course, you know, for this year I'm going to think about having more work-life balance like what I did this year. So next year I'm going to be doing that. That's my New Year's resolution. And that that will mean flying my drones more, I had said that in April I would start cycling to work, but actually I met with a neighbour today who said that they worked in Westminster and they walk to and from work and they listen to Audible as they walk and stuff, and sometimes they time themselves and stuff, because they said that when they listen to music they seem to go faster and that. And so that made me think that actually, in fact, I mentioned as much to my neighbour. I said, you know what, maybe I'll start walking to and from Waterloo. And so, because, you know, one, that will be good for my exercise regime and stuff. I'll be able to time it with my Apple Watch. And, you know, that's not a real big deal. It's not as far as Westminster, and Westminster is not as far as other places. So, yeah. So I thought, you know, I'm not going to sort of like jump on a bike. I'm going to explore walking. And I'll start that whenever I choose to. And I'll let you know, I'll keep you posted. When I started it, maybe in April. Yeah, April seems like a good time. And so after the getting back to the GP's review, they were asking me, I ordered my antipsychotic medication and stuff. Now I've been on this antipsychotic medication for, oh gosh, about 20 odd years and stuff, on and off. We're like an old Catholic married couple who, I don't know, you know, how we feel about each other, but we're kind of used to each other by now. I've tried to divorce her. Her name is Stella. You know, Stellazine, but I shorten it to Stella. And I've tried to divorce her several times by not taking her and trying to sort of like avoid her, but I've always had to come back to her, and you know, she's done all sorts of things to me. She's been, you know, bad as well as good, but on the whole, it's been good. So I ordered it then and I picked it up today. Stuff it was in, and then I went into a supermarket and got, after picking up my medication as my antipsychotic, I went into a supermarket and, you know, purchased some domestic admin products, you know, things like toilet paper, you know, flash, you know, sort of like floor cleaner, service wipers, you know, bin liners, that kind of, you know, the things that you sort of like do around and about in your abode and stuff like that, to keep, you know, abreast of things and stuff. So that was good. And I got myself a few tea light candle holders, I got myself two more. So when I'm having my candlelit baths like I am now at this moment as I'm speaking to you, so soaking in it, then I can have my tea light candles, you know, lit and stuff like I have now. So the sun is down, it's darkened outside. It wasn't such a bad day today. It didn't rain. It was quite warm and bright. I could have flown my drone outside, which reminds me about the other drone. From tomorrow, it will be a lawful requirement to, if you have a drone of the size of 250 grams to 20 kilograms, then you're going to need to register to be an operator of that drone. And if you fly, you're going to have to take a flight test and also be registered as having a license, an ID, a flyer's ID. And if you fly a drone after that time and it comes in that weightage, then you might be fined up to £1,000 or imprisoned even. If you don't show your ID, the person that owns the drone, the operator, it will be against the law for them to allow you to fly the drone. And if you own the drone and stuff and you don't mark it with its special numbers, which is on the operator's license and stuff, clearly visible, then that will be a fine, or maybe a fine or a imprisonment. Yeah. So I did my tests and I've got my drone license numbers, and it's just about getting them sort of like on my drones and stuff, so that'd be fine. After sort of like getting back to the supermarket and shopping for the things that I wanted, and that after that shopping and bringing my domestic admin products home and stuff and dutifully unpacking them, you know, it's things like a bubble bath and you know those kind of things, shampoo and fabric, for washing for your clothes and all of those kind of things, that stuff, that's what I was shopping for. And that's what I went and bought and stuff in the supermarket. And then I went into the Ritzy Bar and stuff. That's when I decided that I would stop off first and go in there and stuff. And I was in there and I was doing some of my, while I was in there, I had a lovely iced latte and stuff in my picture house cup and stuff. Sitting there for a while, headphones in, after saying my salutations to everybody and that, and doing my uplift drones e-learning and stuff. So that I could I'm working towards qualifying for PIFCO, my PIFCO, permission of commercial pilot's license via the Civil Aviation Authority, so that I can be paid to take commercial work and stuff, videos, and teach my clients within work time and all the rest of it. So I was doing that, and then afterwards I went away. I went to Pimlico to look at Transair, and it wasn't open and stuff. And I came back and then got on with some of the tests for the flyer's license and stuff, where Uplift Drones has got an app. It's Uplift Drones Hub. And I was answered 80 of the questions and I got 8 wrong. So it was, and the ones that I got wrong, it was all to do with the distances that you could keep from the public. I was saying that you needed to be closer to the public than necessary. Rephrase that. I was saying that you needed to be further away from the public than is necessary. Stuff, so like I got those questions wrong, and they were mostly around that and stuff. So but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad going at all. So after doing that, I went to my local Marks and Spencer's and stuff, always in there, and bought some food shopping, some perishable items. Stocked up, and by the time I'd finished taking it home and unpacking it, unpacking them, then it was time for me to get down to the BCB, the Brixton Community Base, stuff, where I was there for an hour. Flying my hubs and times 4 and stuff. And I got into a little bit of a situation with it and stuff, because I was flying for the best part of half an hour and it was going well. And I only sort of had force landed it twice within both battery changes. And then the controls wasn't speaking to the drone, and I had to get out to, fortunately I have my instructions and stuff, I have the instructions for them, I always carry them with me and stuff, and so I had to sit down there for the best part of 15 minutes, sort of like going back over, you know, pairing the two so that they could communicate again, and then flying again and stuff, and I flew, and then, you know, I came home and ran a bath, and I'm in it speaking with you. So how did I feel about my flying? Well, I love flying. I love flying and stuff. It's fantastic, and the upper hall at the Brixton Community Base is so cathartic, therapeutic and serene. It's just beautiful. It's just me and my drone, you know, flying and stuff, concentrating, watching it, making sure that it's doing what it needs to be doing, because I'm not flying it in, I don't know if it would work actually, GPS, which is Global Positioning System. I don't fly it in that. I fly it in ATI mode, which is attitude mode and stuff, which is more sort of like, it's harder to train to do it, but once you've got it, then GPS mode is a cinch and stuff. And actually, the more that I do it, it's the more that I enjoy doing it. So I was flying it and concentrating on the drone, watching the drone, and I realised that actually, because I'm spending so much time sort of like making sure that the drone doesn't crash and stuff, and trying to sort of like centre it and keep it within a certain position, and I realised that I'm not sort of like making full use of the hand controls and stuff. I'm sort of like, I'm using the sort of like the levers, but I'm not using the switches and stuff. So, but you know, like, Rome wasn't built in a day, and I can see that I've improved, and I'm happy about that. You know, it pleased me, and actually, I believe that everything for a reason, and so the fact that I had to sit down and sort of like concentrate on pairing the drone to the control handset was fine, because I probably needed the time, because it's quite a lot of concentration, because with GPS mode you can sort of like launch a drone, and if it's fair weather, if it's still, and the drone will just hover and stay there, but in ATTI mode it moves, and so you have to keep something like that. I mean, obviously it would move more if it went outside and stuff, such as, you know, when I take it out in the summer, but yeah, it was good. So it was good to sort of like see the centre anyway, because like away from drones and stuff, obviously you know that I'm interested in coding and robotics, like Sphero and, you know, Oli and all of those things, and sort of like drone coding and all of that. And so that tickles my fancy and has my interest. And of course I'm still waiting to start my drone club, not a drone club, my coding club and stuff for older people at the BCB. But I don't, my rotors are about to change. So we're having new rotors, and they won't come in until, you know, next year. So basically nothing's going to happen before, I don't suppose, maybe about summer or thereabouts, around that time, where I'll be able to sort of like think about, you know, establishing the club for the older folk and stuff, the coding club, and book club and stuff. Also, in the last few days, I have, talking about book club, I have downloaded from Apple Books Store Becoming by Michelle Obama and that. And to be honest, I haven't got round to reading anything more than its description, the extract from its description, and it seems absolutely fascinating and that. And you know, it's reading, you know, is a passion of mine. I enjoy reading nearly as much as I enjoy sort of like drone flying and coding and stuff. And of course, you know, like, I have been at a few Apple sessions, today at Apple sessions, in recent days and stuff. So yeah, and I still got those on the cards, because that's how I get some of my work-life balance. I did one on, most recent one that I did was on literacy, you know, like learning and aiding literacy and stuff, because, you know, sometimes, you know, there are things that people need to read, or, you know, they have dyslexia, or, you know, those kind of issues, and they might not read as much as they want to because they don't feel confident or comfortable reading. And so there was, yeah, I've been sort of like telling people about or sort of like explaining the text-to-speak mode that Apple products have, and changing my Apple products to text-to-speak or ensuring that they can go text-to-speak if I want them to, and that, and speak to text indeed as well. So yeah, I've been having fun, and basically my mental health is fine. It's tickety boo, and now I have been sleeping well and stuff. Not too much. Some days I sleep more than others, and sometimes, you know, I'm up and I'm getting on with various things, or talking to people, texting people on Twitter or Facebook, or you name it, social media, Instagram, you name it, and stuff like that, reviewing or doing whatever I'm doing, or reading a book, or listening to a book, Audible, or even text to speak on my Apple products and stuff like that. So yeah, it's all good and stuff. The latest book that I have been reading has been Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, I think his name is. So I'll put Robert T anyway, and he, you know, it's been a fascinating book. I've been enjoying every minute of it, and actually it's quite funny in parts and stuff, and interesting and stuff. It certainly interested me and that. So whatever you're doing this evening, or this week, or the rest of this year, you name it, it's your call and stuff. I hope you have a great time doing it, and that you will you remember to take some time out for yourself, some quality time out for yourself. Because this is what I'm doing right now in this nice hot bubble. Well, actually, the bubbles are gone because, like, I put some Radox bath salts into the bath, as well as the bubble bath and little things. So I'm just about good to come out and stuff. So, and then I'll have an evening to myself, whereby I may, who knows, do some coding. But anyway, whatever you're doing, enjoy yourself, have a good one. Okay, bye for now.